Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. James Comer is tightening the screws on Hunter Biden, specifically his art. And they, in Washington, the Republicans, are now saying, we want to know the buyers, and we want to know how much they actually paid for the art coming from Hunter Biden. This congressional committee is really now tightening these screws on Hunter Biden's art dealer to turn over information about who actually bought the president's son's art for, well, ridiculous amounts of money. In a second letter now sent to William Pittard, the lawyer who Biden's Manhattan-based art dealer, the Committee on Oversight sent a letter saying, it's time for you to tell us what's going on. What we do know is that Hunter Biden is getting up to six figures, well, actually more than six figures, for some of his art. James Comer and the Republicans said, quote, given Hunter's history of suspicious activity, it is deeply concerning that the president's son continues to sell his amateurish work to anonymous purchasers for sky-high prices. That's what Representative James Comer, who heads the committee, told the Post in a new email statement. Now, the New York Post has also seen a March 13th letter which states that the committee seeks information, quote, about the unidentified purchasers of Mr. Biden's artwork and the non-public agreement with the White House concerning this same issue. Now, if you've seen some of this artwork, I want to be clear. It doesn't completely suck, but it is average at best. It's not something that you would see and go, wow, that's really impressive. You should get $500,000 for that artwork. The reason why that matters is the letter references the prices going from the low range of $75,000 for a piece of Hunter Biden work to $500,000. They want to know, and they want to understand who is giving this money to the president's son. They also explain that the, quote, Treasury Department studied the use of high-end art as a means to launder money along with other potential illicit transactions. So this letter is saying, look, we know that the Treasury Department, which is headed up by Joe Biden, right? The Treasury Department has said that art is a great way to funnel money. It's a way to launder money. It's a way to pay off bribes because it's all in the eye of the beholder what it's really worth and what you're willing to pay. Now, according to the letter, which we are now seeing for the first time, it details related to the sales of Biden's paintings that are, quote, critical to the investigation. The investigation of the president's son is not being accused, by the way, of money laundering, but they do say they have questions about, quote, suspicious activities. Foreign adversaries, including China, the letter states, have used sham art sales, we know for a fact, to launder money and evade sanctions imposed by the United States of America. Hunter's art dealer now seems to be running cover for Hunter Biden and is obstructing the committee's efforts to obtain information on who is buying Hunter's artwork, which he's the only one that would know. Burgess and his lawyer have not replied to requests for comments from the New York Post, nor did a lawyer directly supporting Hunter Biden. Now, this is not the first request made for information related to Hunter and his art sales. On an earlier letter that was sent out in February, it also talked about the exorbitant amounts that people were paying for Hunter Biden's art. And they were explaining, how is it possible that this art could be worth so much money? Now, we have gotten confirmation that the prices for the art does range from $75,000 to $500,000. If you want to pay a bribe, pay that bribe, and then you don't have to worry about getting caught. And it can go through an art dealer to bribe off the president of the United States of America. This is exactly how you would do it. And again, the Treasury Department has already said that China has a history to get around sanctions of buying artwork because this is a way to funnel money. Comer also expressed high expectations, saying George Burgess needs to cooperate with this investigation. And I fully expect him to provide all information, appear for a transcribed interview. If he does not comply with a congressional subpoena, it can result in a fine up to $1,000 and up to a year in prison. That is also the latest. Now, the Post previously reported that Hunter's team had said they did not want to reveal names of buyers and prices paid. Among other requests and efforts not to, quote, defeat the efforts of Mr. Biden and the White House to avoid the serious ethics concerns that Comer and the committee have raised. They also reference then Press Secretary Jen Psaki pointing out to safeguards that she admitted to that included maintaining the confidentiality of buyers in this instance, because if the White House was not aware of those buyers, it would seem impossible, quote, for the administration to grant the buyers any favors based on the purchases. Comer, in his latest move, said these purported safeguards and telling us that they're there are insufficient at best and troubling at worst. Now, this also comes as James Comer is really trying to put the hammer down on the suspicious activity reports. And we're finally getting some data into these suspicious activity reports. I want you to hear what Comer had to say on Fox about these suspicious activity reports just last night.
Oh, Sean, I subpoenaed a bank for records for three different former Hunter Biden business associates. One of those associates in particular was Rob Walker. We got his account. We confirmed that account, around 2 months after Joe Biden left the office of vice president, received a $3 million wire from two individuals directly associated with the Chinese Communist Party. The very next day after that wire was received, the Walker account started transferring money into three different Biden family members' accounts, including a new Biden family member that's never before been identified as someone being involved in the influence peddling scheme. So this is very serious information that we've received, very troubling information. It does show a pattern that the Biden family was receiving money directly from China.
So the family was receiving money from China, not just receiving money. One of the associates, Rob Walker, was wired millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party connected individuals. Now, remember, all this revolves around the big guy. The Wall Street Journal is now reporting that Republicans realize how important it is to view Hunter Biden's financial records. And we're starting to get some of them. House Republicans, we're now being told, will review government reports of suspicious financial transactions related to President Biden's family members. resolving an early rift with the administration as Republicans mount an aggressive inquiry into the president's son, Hunter Biden. Representative James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and the Treasury Department have for weeks negotiated the timing and terms of lawmakers' access to the so-called suspicious activity reports, in which banks flag transactions that bear signs of money laundering or other potential criminal activity. The Treasury Department will make the reports available for an in-camera review, meaning the panel can inspect them in person but not retain copies, Mr. Comer said. Hunter Biden's business dealings abroad during and after his father's time as vice president are a focus now. Lawmakers are seeking to discover whether the younger Biden's various business arrangements with wealthy foreigners involved his father. Repeated previous investigations haven't revealed a role for the president. But what we have now is the Hunter Biden laptop. And Hunter Biden has said he wouldn't work with any foreign companies while his father is president. Is that true? Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-4 gold IRA. 877-4 gold IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. President Joe Biden has long denied playing any role in the business deals pursued by his son and his brother, James Biden, neither of whom hold roles in the administration. So they say, what could go wrong here? Now, to be clear so you understand, that is a lie, and it's been proven. We have voicemails that were on Hunter Biden's laptop. We have emails. We have pictures. We have meetings that we know have taken place between Hunter Biden and his father. The idea that President Joe Biden didn't have any role in his son's business deals or his brother's business deals is absurd. These business deals wouldn't have existed without the man, the big guy, being involved. There would have been no reason to do business with Hunter Biden if it wasn't for buying access to the big guy. Now, a lawyer for Hunter Biden said that after 5 years of the same old disproven conspiracy theories about Hunter Biden and his family, Representative Comer's political obsession comes at a high cost of time and money that could be spent actually improving the lives of Americans. So that's their way of fighting back. That's what they're going to say. Representative Comer, he went on to say, knows all too well that SARS reports are not uncommon. It's true. There's a lot of them. It is extremely uncommon for one individual to have 150 of these suspicious activity reports popping on their accounts. That is what is unusual. If Hunter Biden had one or two or maybe even three, you'd say, all right, well, that's not a lot. When you as an individual have 150, that's a hell of a lot, and everybody should understand that. Now, the Treasury Department, they go on to say, collects millions of such reports each year, holding them in a database that can be used by law enforcement to investigate potential crimes. A spokeswoman for James Biden, that's the president's brother, declined to comment on the Treasury Department making the suspicious activity reports available to House lawmakers, especially since, well, James Biden, Jimmy Biden, whatever the president wants to call him, is involved in this scheme as well. Now, Treasury officials have said they were working to respond to the Republican request for the records. That's a lie. They have not been. They've been stonewalling for years now, at least 2 years, and only after the Republicans won back the House, and even since then, they've been stonewalling. Mr. Comer said, quote, "It should never have taken us threatening to hold a hearing and conduct a transcribed interview with an official under the penalty of perjury for Treasury to finally accommodate part of our request." What are they trying to hide? Obviously a lot. In a letter sent to House Republicans viewed by the Wall Street Journal earlier this month, Mr. Davidson said the Treasury was conferring with law enforcement agencies about sharing their material with lawmakers. Really? Quote, "All the processes which are designed to ensure proper protection of potential or ongoing investigations and other law enforcement interests are already well underway for your request, but they take time," the Treasury wrote on March the 3rd. The House Oversight Committee push for the suspicious activity reports comes as the panel also subpoenaed, and this is new news, so listen carefully, the Bank of America. They have subpoenaed Bank of America for records related to three of Hunter Biden's business associates. That includes Representative Jamie Raskin, the top Democrat on the committee, revealed that the subpoenas in a letter to Mr. Comer happened on Sunday. Mr. Raskin called the record request, quote, "wildly overboard," and pointed to an effort to run a political fishing expedition to turn up any information that might be related or reeled in relating to a member of President Biden's family. Now, Bank of America spokesman obviously declined to comment. Now, this is big because Bank of America, and the fact that now the committee has gone and subpoenaed and said to Bank of America, look, we're going to subpoena these records related to three of Hunter Biden's business associates. This is really damning because there's a lot of things that apparently may have been running through those business associates that we may not have seen just in the Biden bank accounts. This is significant for the fact that we just need to follow the money. We already have the blueprint of the money. We know from Hunter Biden's emails how much money was coming in. The question is how much other money was coming in that we don't know about. How many other bribes or suspicious activity reports were coming in that we don't know about? Now, if you connect these two scenarios, okay, these two situations, and you look at these two situations where James Comer is talking about this, these are two separate deals, folks. One of these deals with past, transgressions and these suspicious activity reports, that's number one. And then the other part of this is the new current transactions that are taking place right now. And the new current transactions deal with this money laundering. I would argue this shady money laundering to bring in money from China or Russia or anybody else that needs access to the current president of the United States of America. Is Hunter Biden $500,000 a painting artist? No. And everybody knows it. So why would you give him $500,000? Now, let me also remind you of what Director Wray said. The FBI Director Wray said when he was asked about Hunter Biden's laptop, just in general, this is how scared they are of what we're going to find. Listen carefully.
Were you aware that the FBI personnel were in contact with Twitter regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story?
I don't believe FBI personnel were in contact with Twitter about the Hunter laptop story specifically. I think there were people in contact with Twitter about Russian disinformation efforts.
Were you aware that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop since December of 2019?
I can't speak to exactly when we had a laptop available.
This stonewalling, Director Wray, the American people deserve answers, and this is unacceptable.
This is a cover-up. It's been a cover-up for 2 years out in the public eye. It's been a cover-up since the laptop story broke in the New York Post. And when big tech silenced it, the FBI silenced it, everybody went out there and silenced it. This is what happens when you have Republicans. And there are consequences, okay? I want to make that clear. There are consequences for your actions. And now some of that is coming to light. And the Treasury reports clearly show that the Biden family made millions of dollars from Chinese Communist Party companies after 2016. The payments came flowing into the Biden crime family. Now, remember, there was 10% being held for the big guy. Remember, in the Biden family investigation, there has always been this idea that we'll pay you on the back end if we can't do it right now. That's what we're seeing right now. And now we're finally starting to get some of this. Now, Speaker McCarthy also said today that the administration's fighting every step of the way against the Biden family business investigations. I want you to hear part of what he had to say in a sit-down interview with Breitbart about this. Take a listen.
We're seeing the investigations into President Biden and his family and his businesses, the family businesses, Hunter Biden, James Biden, et cetera, progress. Mm-hmm. We're seeing the Treasury Department resist providing those suspicious activity reports.
Yeah, why? There's hundreds of them. It's not easy.
More than any other American, by the way.
It's not easy to get one of those to happen. And it's not with one bank.
Right.
Why would they hold that up?
So where does this investigation go? This is kind of where I want to last couple of things we want to talk about.
Jamie Comer has been doing an excellent job on this. He has a great information behind this. We are following the information every place it takes us. But what we're finding is the administration is fighting every step of the way. Why would they fight it? It's very interesting to us. Why would they fight just the story on the laptop itself? Why would they go out of their way to get people who are on the Intel community to literally 52 of them sign a letter to say it was false? Well, we're bringing those people in. We're going to cross every T, dot every I, but we're going to get all the information here.
Right. And do you expect members of the first family, perhaps Hunter Biden, James Biden, some of those people, or the people connected to them who have done their business for them, to be testifying before committees?
Look, I won't prejudge the work that Congressman Comer is doing, the chairman. He's doing an excellent job. And he will, I promise you this, when we talk, he will follow it wherever it takes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. The media is going to always try to make it sound like that this is a waste of time, that there's nothing there, that this has been going on for years and years and years, and that there's no there. This is absolutely something that the Republicans should spend a lot of time, effort, looking into, because the people that voted for these Republicans want answers to these questions. And if there were crimes that were committed by the Biden crime family, and I believe that there were based on the evidence that I've seen, I want there to be accountability. That's the most important thing for me, is the accountability. So I don't buy into this media narrative now that, oh, well, this has been going on forever and they're just trying to hurt. This is all political. I don't believe it's political. I believe this is corruption, and I believe that this president is compromised by our adversaries. How do they do it? They did it by giving money to a crackhead. They gave money to Joe Biden, the big guy. They gave billions of dollars in loans to the Biden crime family so they could make millions and millions of dollars off of shady business deals while he claimed he was serving this country. This is no different than the corruption we see in Mexico, in Venezuela, in Russia with oligarchs. In essence, I would say the Bidens are oligarchs that are now back in office. And that's the part that is the most disgusting. So none of us should be discouraged by the amount of time this takes. Now, I also want to give you another story, an update on another important story, and that's this. Many of you have been seeing what's been happening because of the fallout from Silicon Valley Bank. You've seen that there was a second bank that failed. Now there's Credit Suisse that's having major problems for completely different reasons, by the way. But what we are seeing right now is that this bank, Silicon Valley Bank, they got a bailout with your tax dollars, and they got this bailout because the bank was a woke liberal bank that was giving tens of millions of dollars to woke ideologies. They were giving millions and millions of dollars to groups like Black Lives Matter. And now what we're seeing is, after the Democrats have orchestrated this bailout for this woke liberal green bank, Chuck Schumer and many other Democrats are rushing to give back donations from the Silicon Valley Bank CEO. We know that Schumer got maximum donations of $5,800 from the bank's former CEO. What does that get you? I guess a big bailout. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer gave back a total of $8,500 to a charity on Tuesday after receiving the sum in donation from the SVP and its former CEO, Greg Becker. Becker had donated the $5,800 to Schumer's campaign in 2021, and the bank's PAC had offered up $2,700 in 2015. Now, Schumer's office did not immediately respond to requests for a comment, nor did it detail which charities the funds had been sent to. Meanwhile, Representative Maxine Waters, another Democrat from California, says she also plans to return donations she received from the PAC. SVB's political arm gave Waters $2,500 for the 2020 election cycle as well. "Yes, I will send it back," she told Politico, walking through the halls of Congress, and said that when asked about these funds. Now, here's what we also know. Federal regulators seized control of the bank on Friday of last week after a bank run collapsed the company. Then what we found out was this bank was shady and corrupt as hell by not running a bank in the traditional manner. President Biden assured Americans they should, quote, feel confident in the banking system on Monday. His administration had guaranteed that SVB's depositors will have access to their funds. He has said they will come at no cost to the U.S. taxpayers. We know now that that is, by the way, a lie. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers, Biden said. Instead, they said the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the Deposit Insurance Fund because of the actions that our regulators have already taken. He said every American should feel confident that their deposits will be there if and when they need them. All right, so put all that together. And what do we know? Biden also has said the administration will soon fire all of the bank's leadership, including Becker, who donated the funds to Chuck Schumer. So they're going to fire all these people, but they all got bailed out, and all the people that had money in the bank got bailed out. Now, this matters in so many different ways now. And I say it matters because basically what you can do is you can buy now the FDIC. You can buy a bailout just by giving enough money to the players that can bail you out when they're in office. Maxine Waters and others are now saying, well, the depositors in this bank, they deserve help. And that's why we gave them the special treatment that they needed. We also know that Barney Frank defends his signature bank gig. He said, quote, I need to make some money after he left Washington. That's what Representative Barney Frank told the Financial Times while defending his role as a board member of the second bank that failed this last week, Signature Bank, which was shut down by the New York State regulators on Sunday. So this guy was in Washington. He had a lot of pull. And then all of a sudden he goes to Signature Bank to sit on its board, makes a ton of money doing it. And then that bank collapses. Moral of the story, these woke banks, they played the game and they knew they would get a bailout. This failed Silicon Valley Bank, by the way, gave Black Lives Matter over $73 million, okay? That's how much money they gave. So when the bank collapsed, that $73 million to Black Lives Matter was basically an insurance policy because they knew that the government was going to bail them out because they are a hardcore woke liberal bank. This, again, SVP's donations were part of nearly $83 billion that Black Lives Matter movement received from corporate America. As a point of reference, $82.9 billion is more than the GDP of 46 African countries. In 2020, the Ford Motor Company profits, to put it in perspective, were $23 billion. Think about that. So you've got $82.9 million. Includes more than $123 million to the Black Lives Matter parent organizations directly, as well as much more to other organizations supporting the Black Lives Matter agenda. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.